The new resume just dropped. We finally know what it takes to get hired in the AI age, thanks to Anthropic. Here's the steps. It's very simple, okay? You're going to go to your LinkedIn, you're going to hit edit, and you're going to change your title from prompt engineer, whatever buzzword you chose last time, context engineer, vibe code fixer-upper. You're going to set it to forward deployed engineer. Now, you don't know what this is yet, but that's fine. Nobody does. It's provocative. It gets the people going. This is one of the most badass titles for a job that I've ever heard. Like, if you're not on this right now, you're legit going to get left behind. And we're going to talk about what a forward deployed engineer is. We're going to go over the job posting that Anthropic has put together. We're also going to show that this position is basically one of the biggest confessions that these labs have made as to the abilities of its technology. Now, forward deployed engineer sounds like a military term because it is. It was invented by Palantir, the company that no one knows what they do because they do literally everything. They send an engineer to your company that is highly trained, pre-trained. It's basically engineering slavery. Anthropic announced a $1.5 billion joint venture with Blackstone, Goldman Sachs to basically install these engineers at various enterprises. And then OpenAI countered with the OpenAI deployment company called DeployCo, which is a $14 billion venture. So it's basically humans as a service, which is extremely ironic because Anthropic is now the main builder of humans as a service. Like, how did that, like, what the fuck, dude? How did this happen? These guys were meant to build the digital AI revolution, and they just started a temp agency for humans. And I'll tell you why it happened. It's because AI came and it made your engineers fucking stupid. They stopped even having the desire to code anymore. That desire is gone. They just want this easy button that gets the job done. And what these forward deployed engineers are, let's call them slop contractors. You hit up Anthropic and you're like, yo, let me get some of that AI. Man, my engineers are retarded now, bro. They're not doing shit anymore. They just keep talking about orchestration. The tokens are going up, but I'm not really seeing anything. And Anthropic is like, I got you, bro. Here's 5 forward deployed engineers. And these fuckers are like the Navy SEALs of AI, man. They come in, they're buff as fuck. They're all wearing black short sleeve t-shirts. They helicopter in, man. I'm not even kidding. Anthropic helicopters these motherfuckers in. And they come in and they just get to slopping, man. It's a slop-a-palooza, man. Slop like you've never seen before. And what they do is the easy part. Like, they do the part that we know AI works well with, which is demos and prototypes. These fuckers will come in and in the first week, they'll build you a whole system that demos amazingly well. And the boomer suits at the company are like, holy fucking shit. We've never seen anything this fast before, this detailed. And of course, it's slop. You know, we know that it's slop, but they don't know that. And, you know, they're going to deploy this little automation or whatever they set up. And it's going to work well early on because the thing has no users yet. And by the time, like 6 months in, that this thing starts having problems and you start to realize it's just a piece of slop, the forward deployed engineers are now backward deployed, man. They're gone. They've yeeted out of the building a couple of months ago and they left you with this thing. You want to bring back the Navy SEALs? We got you, bro. Here's 2 other humans. And you're like, wait, these are not the same guys from last time. And they're like, no, dude, these are well-trained. They're all forward deployed. They're 100% organic, synthetic, forward deployed engineers. Now, here's what this whole thing has shown us. It's shown us that the product that AI companies offer is not the thing they promised. They promised this thing that would sort of replace human labor and you plug it into your organization and it just does things for you. Basically, this autonomous thing that the suits can run themselves. And what happened turned out to be, now that we see it's the greatest con in the history of capitalism, they injected you with a little virus that infects your team and makes them lazy as fuck. And when that happens, now they're offering you the antidote. Hire one of our engineers. These guys are cracked, bro. Cracked like you've never seen before. Now, I can see this playing out in 2 ways. First is the science fiction sort of dystopian route, which may not actually be that dystopian. And then I'll present you with the more grounded, perhaps practical outcome. We can take this trend and say that basically in the future, software engineering will not be a thing you hire for anymore. There will be no such thing as, you know, each company having engineers. Instead, when you want software, you hit up the software company, Anthropic. And within Anthropic, they have this whole fucking warehouse, bro. Like hundreds of thousands of these forward deployed engineers. And you get a sort of discount too, right? Because these engineers work for Anthropic so they can access tokens at cost. So you can kind of see the economics working out in a sense. And so basically, the only people doing software in 10 years are OpenAI and Anthropic. And so you might think to yourself, well, wait a minute, what's to stop a kid from accessing Opus 4.7 learning make software? And then that kid grows up to become an AI engineer that startups hire. The reason that doesn't work is because you're assuming you're going to have access to these models. And you're not. Like, you're not going to have access to the models that make software. Just so you know, right? You do realize that that's what Anthropic is doing with Mythos. Like, they'll give you access to the models that help you cook and do poetry and health shit. But the software models will be these things that they have really tight control on. Anthropic, in this sort of dystopian landscape, stands to be like a $100 trillion company who are the gatekeepers to all of software development. Now, there's one way in which we can save ourselves from this scenario. And the alternative, less frightening scenario is that as long as OpenAI and Anthropic keep their models open and keep fair access to the models, which they're not doing, unfortunately, because Mythos is not something you can access, there will perpetually be a model that Anthropic holds back. And funnily enough, it's the model that does security. So they're going to give you the model that does software, but it's just going to have a shit ton of security bugs such that it's not even deployable. And so assuming the open source models can keep up, then we can keep our freedom and avoid this dystopian picture. And you'll be able to make like mid-grade software in-house, but it's not going to be as good as Mythos-built software. But you know, you'll be able to produce cute little software. It'll be cute. The question is, how do you play this today as a laborer in the job market? Luckily, Anthropic has answered this question for us. Forward deployed engineer applied AI. This is all the rage right now. If you're on X, you're seeing everyone's talking about forward deployed engineers. Now, what you're going to do, I'm going to include a link to the Anthropic job posting. Do not apply. What you're going to do is you're going to look at the responsibilities section and you're going to see what it says. You're going to take all these bullet points and you're going to copy and paste them into your own resume and change things around a little bit so it sounds like something you would say, but you're going to say that these are the things you do now. Responsibilities: work within customer systems to build production applications with Claude models, deliver technical artifacts for customers like MCP servers and subagents, maintain strong knowledge of the latest developments in LLM capabilities, build long-term relations with customers, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, you're going to swap out your crusty ass resume with some up-to-date shit. I mean, this is gold, right? If you're looking for a job, this tells you exactly what the market is looking for right now. Now, this resume that you put together, it's going to be sexy as fuck, right? Because the AI that's screening your application, its prompt is, hey, take this Anthropic job posting and match it against our applicants and, you know, make sure it matches and then send them through. And so you're going to get a call back. Guaranteed, bro. There's no shot. This shit is going straight to the top of the pile. And you're going to talk to them on the phone, right? You're going to get ready. You ever watch Dwar Keshe's podcast where he interviews all these AI guys? He interviewed Jensen and Dario, and he sounds like he knows everything about everything, right? Sounds super smart. He's able to ask like really good questions. And you're like, is this guy a fucking genius? No. Well, maybe, but the New York Times wrote a piece about him, and they showed that this guy just practices the shit out of his material. Like, this guy's a hard fucking worker. Like, he's doing flashcards, he hires personal tutors to coach him on the subject. He does hard work. What you're gonna wanna do is become a little mini Dwar Keshe. You're gonna study all this shit, like, all abstractly, by the way, without actually doing anything. You're gonna understand the theory behind everything. It's like the new LeetCode, the new, like, understanding algorithms you'll never actually use. Now it's slop code. Now it's like understanding agentic paradigms and patterns that, you know, you might be tested on just to pass the interview. It's just something you practice. So if they ask you, you know, how would you manage 100 agents simultaneously, you're going to have an answer to that. If they ask you how many pull requests you can ship in a day, you're going to say something like 300. No less than Boris. Do not let Boris outdo you. This guy ships 300 pull requests on his way to work. By the time he gets to work, he doesn't know what to do. Now, if you make it to the technical interview, look, it's not that hard, right? Assuming you already know how to code, what they're going to ask you, aside from the shit that already used to get you hired, which is just know how to code, that's not enough anymore. What they're going to ask you is, like, build a multi-agent orchestration system, blah, blah, blah. Like, do all that shit that you told us about. And all you're going to do is you're going to take all those things that you practice, all those things that you learned, you're going to open up Claude, and you're just going to brain dump, bro. You're going to speak, you're going to type, you're going to do whatever. And Claude is going to do everything for you. And you'll just take credit. You just be like, yo, Claude, solve this for me. And you know, you might think that, hey, that's cheap. The AI is just doing everything. No, that's called AI engineering, bro. being forward deployed. This is a skill. Like, they're going to see that. Dude, they're going to be talking about you. They'll be like, dude, this guy whipped up a 100-agent orchestration system in front of me, dude. I saw it with my own eyes. And obviously, you didn't do anything. Claude did everything, but it demos extremely well. You know, that's the thing about AI. It feels like you did all the work. It's very easy to take credit. Do you remember Soham, the guy that got caught like working at 12 companies at the same time? This dude just mastered the interview process. And when he got the job, you know, he just started taking sick days. He just slack off. Like, you'll figure it out, dude. Be forward. Forward deploy yourself. Put on a turtleneck. I don't know if you have the turtleneck yet from the last video. But, or the half sleeve if you want to get a little buff. Anything, man. Anything to stand out. I hope that helps. Thanks for watching.